Stories around this morning. Right. COVID isolation could be a thing of the past.
Yes.
With two state premiers, that's the fella in New South Wales and the fella in Tasmania, supporting scrapping the five-day rule for positive cases ahead of National Cabinet on Friday.
Are you surprised they still have National Cabinet?
Only because I don't know what it is.
Well, it was put in by ScoMo during the pandemic, where all the premiers would, they'd all get together on a Friday, which is, I'm assuming that that's what that is. So, I didn't know they were still doing it.
The interesting thing is that you get, Dominique, I don't understand how he is Dominic Perrottet. He's either Dominic Perrottet or he's Dominique Perrottet. You know, he's at a dollar each way. But when he says it's personal responsibility, that is completely meaningless to me. I don't have any idea what that means.
Well, obviously,
do you think every single person's approach to a diagnosis of COVID is exactly the same? Oh, I know. I'll take personal responsibility. There'll be those who'll say, "I'll do the right thing and isolate for 5 days," and there'll be those who say, "Oh, get knotted. I'm just gonna. I don't care. I'm gonna go out and do my own thing."
Yeah. Well, this, of course, is where the advertising industry's got an opportunity, Ross.
Right. Yes, no doubt. Other stories around this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read about cuddle therapy?
I liked the idea of that.
There is a woman who says that there is absolutely no hanky-panky, and she gets paid $150 an hour just for holding people.
Yeah, I suppose it's $2,000, is it not, for an overnight cuddle? You get $2,000.
Yeah.
How good's that? I mean, I'd be up for that. I like having a cuddle. The problem is that someone else in my family doesn't.
Getting paid $150 an hour just for holding people, Stephen Silvani would be a billionaire.
Right.
Sorry. That's been waiting there for a while. Indeed. Other stories around this morning. Spain is making a pitch to build $6 billion worth of submarines for us. How many subs do you get for $6 billion?
I wouldn't know. Are these going to be, because of course we're going nuclear, aren't we, with our submarines? That was the big thing. And I didn't know that Spain were in the business of building naval. This is for destroyers, Ross. This isn't for subs.
Oh, this
destroyers. Is for new destroyers. I didn't know that was the Spanish thing.
And, well, I like Scorch's observation, they stop working between 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Anyway, we will find out.
Yeah.
Tell us some of the other stories of the day, Russ.
Okay, so I like this one, Herald Sun. Melbourne's got to have a plan to attract more visitors, given the new tourism figures that show regional Victoria's powering ahead. So we've been following that for the last couple of years, Ross, haven't we? So the regions are doing very well. So if you've got a dollar, should the dollar go to the regions or should the dollar go to the city? There's an opportunity cost,
right? Well, it's interesting because... Yeah, well, Visit Victoria had a whole campaign to get people to visit the region.
Exactly.
So presumably it's been very successful.
Yeah, that's
right. So you either want people to go to the regions or you don't. So, like, it's actually a success.
It is. Or you just compete, right? You just say, okay, everything's competing. So Ballarat's competing with Melbourne. That's a good thing, right? The competition itself. Yeah. Should fuel, you know, more spend. Like, the should be a net gain, you know, all boats rise, you know, all that stuff, you know? You know what I'm saying?
I've got you 100%.
And so,
I've failed to promo the fact that Kirk Clyett this morning will have a very special guest.
Really?
I won't say anything more than that, other than he will have a very special guest and one that will bring us all a great deal of pleasure. Other stories around this morning. You tip this, Butch. Hot pink, bubblegum pink, neon pink, pale pink, even piggy pink. When did you say this? Did you say it at the start of the week or did you say it a couple of weeks ago? You said pink was going to be huge.
Yes. I tip this.
Yeah, probably on Monday, so after Robbie Williams, because you've also got the Barbie movies coming out. out very soon. And the Barbie movie is going to be all about, you know, the power of pink, I suspect. And so there's sort of, you know, things, little signals out there, Ross, that are telling us that pink's going to be massive.
What's the status of Barbie, by the way? Because I know, I know in some households, young girls are not permitted to watch any Barbie shows on television.
Is that right?
Yes.
But Barbie...
Yes, they are not... On the basis that they are not a great role model for young girls. But presumably Barbie's now fashionable again, I assume. I don't know much about this movie other than I've seen the two people who are the stars of it being shown dressed in pink.
Yeah, but no, but Barbie's had an total overhaul. So Barbie now is about... it's about showing young girls the... You know, Barbie can be an astronaut. Barbie can be a brain surgeon. Barbie can be whatever Barbie wants to be. So that genuinely, there's been a major overhaul of that product. Yeah, it's true.
That is that's wonderful news. I can assure you, as someone who had back surgery 7 years ago, that if I walked into my surgeon's office and the surgeon who was proposing to give me a discectomy, which I received, is dressed in pink, I am turning around and going out and finding myself another surgeon.
Okay, all right.
I don't want my surgeon wearing pink.
Well, there you go.
I want my surgeon dressed in the most sober clothing imaginable.